Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this day and for the good things that God has planned in your life. Everything that is every good and every perfect gift, everything that is needful, that pertains to life and godliness, God has for you. And I just invite you now to spend these next few minutes with me as we continue on in a wonderful subject, and that is the person of the Holy Spirit. Thus far, we have looked that He is the third person of the Trinity. He holds an important place in the Godhead. We know from Scripture, for example, Genesis 1 and 2, that He moved upon the face of the deep. He was intimately involved in creation. And also, the Word repeatedly declares that He was very important in inspiring the Word of God. He was very involved in writing the wonderful story of God's redemption. He did it in such a way that every thought, every word in all the books of the Bible were inspired by Him. He knew exactly, He was there, He knew about each event, and He worked God's purposes in the recording and carrying out of the details of the Bible. He was ever active in the inspired recording of God's Word, as well as bringing about each of God's purposes which are recorded. 2 Peter 1 and 21 says, But holy men of old, holy men of God, spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so I just want to give you some scripture references that highlight the beauty of God's Holy Spirit and His preciousness to us. In Romans, the first chapter, we look at verse 4. Well, I have to read a little bit before that. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, and separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared, verse 4, to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of holiness and new life. And then in that eighth chapter of Romans, the second chapter, the Word tells us, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And then, of course, in that same chapter, verse 15, he tells us, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption. We are his children, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, or Daddy, that term of affection and intimacy. And then in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2, listen to this. The prophet is saying, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. This is referring to the Spirit of the Lord coming upon Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the sevenfold Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And it goes on to say, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. And then in John, the 14th chapter, we're going to look at verse 17, and well, let me go to 16. Gee, these are the words of Jesus, and he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter. that he, a person, may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. That's one of his names. Spirit of Truth. Don't you love that? Whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, Jesus used those words. He dwells with you, but he shall be in you. See, Jesus, he hadn't died yet. And when he resurrected and appeared to them, it says he breathed on them and he said, receive the Spirit. But that wasn't enough. He said, don't, you know, I'm going to leave, but I want you to tarry in Jerusalem where you can receive the promise of the Father, the blessed Holy Spirit, where they were empowered. They were changed from weak, fearful, cringing men to powerful witnesses. Peter's preached his first sermon that on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were added to the church. And then a few more scriptures we want to look at. We go to the book of Hebrews, and the 9th chapter, verse 14, the word tells us, well, again, I have to read a little bit in advance. In verse 13, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth us to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, you see how they work together, through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hallelujah. He is the Spirit of Truth. He dwells with us and in us. We are the home of this heavenly dove. And he is the eternal Spirit who applies Calvary's sacrifice to our lives. And then in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 29, the word, well, again, I have to read in advance. He that despised Moses' law, verse 28, died without mercy. I mean, they were stoned under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, he's talking New Testament now, beloved, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despot unto the Spirit of grace. That word despot is insulted. And in verse 30, it says, "For and we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, says the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." So here we see that he is in that 9th chapter. He's the eternal Spirit who applies Jesus' sacrifice at Calvary to our lives. And he is the Spirit of grace. He is the that agency, that person, that the power that he supplies is the grace of God, which is undeserved favor offered in love. Praise God. So we see that the Holy Spirit is a person. It's easy to think of Jesus as a person, isn't that right? Because he had a visible, tangible body. In fact, one of the heartwarming things, when the disciples were just absolutely astonished, he walked through the walls and they thought he was a spirit. And he says, no, he says, come touch me. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones. And he showed them his hands, his feet. Andrew, he showed the wound in his side. And then he asked, do you have anything to eat? And they supplied him with some bread and a fish or honeycomb. And so he was showing in very tender ways that he has a visible body, and we could relate to him in his glorified state. Yet the Holy Spirit is no less a person, because even though he doesn't have a physical body, he cannot be seen. Yet Jesus didn't say in John 14 and 17, ye shall know it, but ye shall know him. So he's a person, and the elements of personality are threefold. One, the ability to know. Secondly, the ability to feel. Thirdly, the ability to will. And does the Holy Spirit qualify for that? Absolutely. We know that he knows the things of God. In 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verses 10 through 13, The Word tells us, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, thank you, Jesus, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Praise God. And we also know, so he knows the things of God, and he's able to feel. He has emotions. He's able to feel love. Romans 15 and 30 says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And, of course, he gives gifts as he wills. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11 says, but all these, and that was referring to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Well, my time has flown by again, and we must bring this broadcast to a close, but we're going to continue on, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. And as always, I want to remind you that if you miss a broadcast or want to rehear one, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click their archive there, click on the broadcast, and you can hear and listen to them anytime at your convenience. And beloved, I'm excited. Why am I sharing this? Because I so want you to know and experience in an ever deeper way the wonderful person of the Holy Spirit, that he's your closest friend, and that I want you to rely on him and ask the Father to let the Holy Spirit give you wisdom, give you understanding, guide you through your day. So many wonderful things as we are open to that relationship with the Holy Spirit, that your life, I promise you, can be transformed if you're not experiencing that right now. I love you. I invite you to write, share your prayer requests, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, I love you, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.